You know what? I was going to start this episode with the opening little section from Chief Keef's Love Sosa, but I don't think we can do that yet. So until then, hey y'all, I'm back. And I'm going to have to just stick with my original opening. I would have loved to use that iconic opening, but I really don't think we're there yet, and I don't want to get us in trouble, so I'll just do my hey y'all and that's it. This episode is about long distance friendships. Y'all thought I was going to say relationships, but let me tell you what hits harder, what feels worse than a long distance relationship with some funky little boy or girl. Your bros, not being able to be as close to your bros, seeing your bros, hanging out with your bros, jokes with your bros, like, that's what we're talking about today. And I've been without my bros for like a year. Yeah, I've been away for a year. So for those who don't know, I moved from New York to Columbus, Ohio with my husband, and I've been here for a year. And it's been very interesting, like trying to be here and build my own community here. But at the same time, I really do miss my friends from back home. And like, we're now all in long distance friendships, and it's not bad. Don't get me wrong, it's not bad. But there is that missing out, that like fear of missing out that you get when you see things, when you hear about certain events that are happening and you know you can't get there in time, like things that people have done on a whim. I have group chats that I'm in, and I'm not gonna lie, it kind of hurt when I see the group chat firing off like, yo, we're meeting at this time, we're meeting here, and I'm like, dang, like, can I get a plane real quick so I can just pop over? It's only an hour away. Like, I'll be rationalizing with myself. So that part of it is really hard. Like, just that fear, that FOMO, that fear of missing out. Like, you see everything happening and you feel like you're missing out on a lot of important things for, like, with your friends. What I do enjoy is that I feel like I've had to branch out. I didn't have a choice but to branch out. So I did make some really cool friends while I've been here in Columbus. But it's always that, like, your comfort, you know? Like, I think by the time you're, like, 25-ish or maybe younger. For me, it was younger. Like, I did establish a lot of my friends. I haven't made a lot of new friends in the past, like, 10 years. Probably, like, two solid ones. But, like, I have my best friend from high school, my best friend from childhood, and then all of my really, really good friends from college. And then, as you guys may or may not know, I met Nye after college, and we instantly clicked. So, and when I get friends, I just keep them. Like, I haven't fallen out with nobody. So, I'm just with them. Like, these are just my people, my family. So, missing out on that time with them, it has been, like, kind of heavy. Like, I know I had to come and make my own, do my own thing, but it never feels the same as the time you had with your original group, your original bros, who already know you, who already know your tone, already know your jokes, who already know. Some of these people, they already know what I'm thinking. When something happens and we just exchange the look, and not and I are good for that. We exchange the look. Oh yeah, we already know. So you do miss that. I think another side that I'm starting to come to terms with, or like be more at ease with, is knowing that you can't just rely on social media. And I feel like that's what happens a lot. When you have long distance friendships, you look at social media, you know, when your friends are getting together, they're having some kind of event together, and you see all of them out and having fun. But you don't know the stuff that went down that night. And you have to kind of remind yourself, like, and this is not no hate and shit, by the way. But you have to remind yourself that even when you were there, you know that there weren't extremely perfect nights. So there weren't times where everybody was getting along. And, like, that's a majority of the time. But there are times that, you know, everything is not all, like, peachy keen. Like, it's just not all roses. So I had to stop looking at social media as a, these people are living a, such a perfect life without me, and I'm here struggling to get it up on my own, trying to go meet new people. Yeah, that's been my toughest thing, because I've been missing out on a lot with y'all, and it was hard. Like, this whole year was hard. Like, watching the group chat. I'm telling you, the group chat was the hardest thing for me to watch over and over. Luckily, my friends are all Black, so sometimes our plans don't even make it out the group chat. So I'm like, yes, they're not meeting without me. But that's like me being selfish. I will say that another thing that I value about long distance friendships is that moment where we come together and we're kind of reminiscing on what's been happening so far in our life and updating each other. That has been one of my favorite things, because I still check in with a lot of people, and most times when we check in, like, it's raw, because we know, like I told you, my friends have been my friends for a minute, and we know we don't have to keep it clean. We know we don't have to polish anything. We know we can be raw. So when we finally do talk, and it's been a little bit, we're talking good, bad, ugly, whatever. And I like that, because also another thing that I love about my friends is that there's constant growth with them. And I'm not saying, oh, every time I talk to them, they're flexing this and flexing that. Like, it's not even a flex. Even just hearing them talk about their day-to-day, they move different. Like, if they talked to me last month about a situation they was in, that, and I'm talking a situation where it's easy, I'm not gonna say easy, a situation where they can get out of, a situation that they can turn around, by the next time I talk to them, they turned it around. Like, my really good people are like that. Me and I never have conversations where we're dealing with the same problem months in a row. Like, we talked about it. We can be sad, mad, glad, whatever about it. But best believe it's going to get fixed. Like, if it's something that needs to be fixed, it's going to be fixed. So I enjoyed that part, talking to my friends, getting their updates, getting all the tea about their life, and seeing growth. And even if there isn't much growth, just to hear them, like, just to hear what's happening in their life, letting them have the floor is, like, it's really great. I like that part, but I don't like, I need physical people in front of my face. And I'm also, the kind of person who doesn't like to FaceTime, because sometimes FaceTiming a person will make me very sad. I don't know if y'all like that, but I don't FaceTime a lot. If I do FaceTime, I mostly FaceTime my nephew, Noah, as some of you may have seen on my Instagram story. That's who I FaceTime. I FaceTime Noah and Nasit. I will FaceTime him. He could FaceTime me anytime he wants. But my friends, there's a little bit of a sadness that comes with me FaceTiming them, because I miss them so much. And, like, I know y'all probably saying, like, get over that shit, but I'm trying. I really am. Like, I've started FaceTiming. I FaceTime with Jasmine sometimes, and that's getting a lot more comfortable. So I feel like it's something I can do moving forward, but at the beginning, oh my gosh, it used to make me so sad, because I feel like I could be there. You just have this, like, I know I could be there, but I'm just not. So yeah, that's that part. I think overall, like I said at the beginning, a friendship, a long distance friendship, is a lot harder than a long distance relationship. And both are valuable. Don't get me wrong. I think relationships are valuable. I do think people put a lot more value on their intimate relationships. But for me, I really value the friends that I have. I do love my intimate relationship too, because we were long distance before I moved here. And that distance, it didn't really work for us. But I have such a solid bond with my friends that I could be anywhere in this world and I know that they're gonna hold it down. Which takes me to another thing, that even though I'm long distance, I started to see another part of people since I became the long distance friend. I got married, I moved to another state, so there were like a lot of new things happening in my life. And I have to say that my friend group, even though they were not here with me, they had my back 1,000%. Like, telling them I was gonna move, like, they really rushed to, like, okay, let me see if I could see you. Like, as much as their busy schedules could. We're adults, so I wasn't taking offense to any of that. But they, whoever could pop up on me, they did. Whoever could see me, they did. Like, it was such a good feeling and such a good send-off. And then while I was here and people were checking in, like, how's it going, like, how are you feeling, and all that stuff is really, really good to have. Because I think sometimes we think that moving away is like the end all be all to our friendships. Like, you're never going to talk to them again, or if you do, it's going to be, you know, the conversation gets less and less each time and they're not as meaningful after a while. That never happened. And that's because I got solid people. But it just never happened. They always looked out for me. They always wanted to know how I was doing. And I'ma tell you, there's some people who done threatened to pop up a couple times, like, let me hear something not going good out there. Like, let me know and I can be there. So I've had a couple people say that to me. Like, you give me the word. You tell me something's not good out there and I will be out there to get you. I don't give a fuck if I gotta drive here, fly here, bring this, bring that. Like, I will do it for you. And that means a lot as well. So shout out to y'all who did that for me. 'Cause the adjustment here was also very... it was kind of hard. It was very hard. And they just held it down all the way through. Like, checking in, you good? What's happening over there? Like, let me look out. Do we need to come pop up on your husband? Do we need to come pop up on him? And he's fine. Like, he's such a sweet man that he doesn't need to be popped up on. But in case he did, because, you know, you never know how people gonna act at a certain time. So in case it did get a little froggy, people were ready to leap all the way from New York to Ohio to get me, and Connecticut too, because now will be the first one here should anything happen. But yeah, that part of it, that could, even having that community while I wasn't physically there, I was just like, wow. Like, I really just have solid people. And, like, they're always ready for me to come home and, like, looking to see how they can fit me into their life when I'm home, which I love that. I appreciate that so much. But I do, overall, I miss being in person with my friends. I miss doing the random things. It's not as random, because again, we're adults, so like, I think there's that I miss this and that fear of missing out over what the actual reality is. So for me, it's that fear of missing out when I do see them get together for little things and I want to be there. Seeing that happen, like the plans and stuff go through, and then the reality of, you know, they're not hanging out every day. You know, nobody's has the time to hang out with each other every weekend. We weren't doing that when I was at home. It didn't magically change because I'm no longer at home, because I think that's kind of what it feels like too sometimes. It's like, oh, y'all weren't doing this when I was there, so how come? That's not true. So I guess this portion of it is my advice. If you are living long distance from your really good friends, I think the best thing for you to do is, one, do not be afraid to reach out to people, because we get into our modes sometimes and we think that we don't need people and we think we want to hide away, right? Either that, or we get to a point where we're like, oh, nobody's checking on me, so I'm not checking on them. Like, come on. We're all adults. We literally are all adults. And so that comes with a lot. A lot of our people now, I'm 28. A lot of my friends are 28. We're all getting to the point where we are in our careers, like, I'm not going to say deep, because we are still kind of starting in our career. We still got like 40 more years of this shit. So we're in our careers and we're grinding, right? Some of us have relationships that we're working on, that we're trying to see if this is a person we're going to be with for the rest of our lives and make a family with and stuff. So like, there are other priorities once we're getting older that don't necessarily focus in on our friendships. Not to say that they completely go by the wayside, but that's not it. So this fear or idea that, oh, nobody's checking on me, so I'm not checking on them. Like, if you care about someone, if that was your bro when y'all were in this one section of your life and you really do care about them and there wasn't no bad blood, no falling out or anything, there's no reason why you cannot hit them up and be like, I was thinking about you, what's up? That's it. And if they don't hit you back, fine. I would still say don't take offense to that, because there are times I hit someone up, they never hit me back. There are times my best friend hits me up, I don't get back to her right away. Like, I think we just need to be understanding of what other people are going through, but don't hesitate to hit people up. If I'm thinking about somebody, my aunt, I constantly, anytime I think about my aunt, I call her. Any single time. And she'll call me and she's like, hey, what's up? What happened? Nothing. I was thinking about you. That's it. That's all you have to do. And I think if you are interested in FaceTiming someone, I'm not. So don't come for me about this. But if you are comfortable FaceTiming someone, FaceTime them. Set up time to FaceTime them. Set up time to talk or whatever. Like, Nye and I go to the grocery store together. We go to any. Well, let me not really compare Nye and I, because we're kind of just the same person. So I don't know. We don't count though, because we'd be on the phone and not saying anything either, which is also very weird to a lot of people. So maybe not take that. But sometimes, if you're comfortable, you can take somebody with you to the store virtually. Like, you can make it work. Long distance friendships are definitely harder because you're not there. That essence, that vibe that fills a room, that, like, y'all have to know what I mean. Y'all got friends. Y'all know what I mean. It's that essence that fills the room when you're with a group of your friends that you just don't want to end. And it's like, y'all are just talking. Y'all are vibing. There are jokes. Like, there's that you can't really get fully while you're behind a screen. But I think if you have long distance friends and you really just need that to keep up that connection, I think that FaceTiming or like calls are the easiest way for you to get there, for you to get as close as you can to that essence. But nothing really compares to having that like full thing. Also, I want to say taking the effort to meet in the middle. Like, if you can come back. And don't come back thinking, oh, I'm going to come back and everybody's busy. nobody's going to have time for me. Nobody's going to make the time for me. You don't know that either. So don't, I used to think that sometimes. I used to think, okay, I'm coming back, but everybody has their own life. And like, how am I going to fit into this pocket of trying to see as many people as I can? Like, stop thinking too hard about that. When you decide to go back to wherever your friends are, if that's like your hometown or whatever, or y'all have a chance to meet up with each other, I think it doesn't matter how many people show up. I think you should go. I think any time that you get to spend with people who make you happy, who make you laugh, I think you should go. I think you should be there. And if it's a thing, like for me, for example, my thing is when I go home, sometimes I go home for like a couple of days because I'm coming down for a specific thing. Over the holidays, I went home, but it was too damn cold. It was New York cold, and I was not dealing with that. My friends already know me. And pretty soon, I'm going back for a week. And in that week, I've let everybody know, hey, I'm going to be home for this amount of time. Whoever just popped on a day, just popped on a day. Like, it doesn't have to be that much pressure to see everybody. It's like, whoever can pop out on what day, let them pop out for you. Let someone be there for you. Be there for them and see your friends. I think that's the easiest way. That's like the easiest way to deal with the long distance. It's like you take the distance, you understand it. You don't psych yourself out by thinking that everybody's having so much fun without you, because once you see the reality of things, things are really not what they seem. So once you get past all of that, and you do get the time to go home, or just the time to meet with them, it doesn't matter if it's not the whole group. I used to be kind of upset about that when it wasn't, I wanted to see the whole group and it wasn't the whole group. Like, sometimes it's not going to be the whole group. Sometimes it's going to be you and two other people, you and two people this day, two people this day. Like, you have to understand that people still have their own life. Just like you do in your faraway town, wherever you are. So, yeah. In conclusion, I miss my bros a lot. I really do. And honestly, shout out to y'all, because many of you guys have made this transition for me very easy in some ways. Because it helps going somewhere and knowing that you got people who have your back, who support you, who love you, like truly are there for you while you embark on this really, really scary journey, actually, because I did come here like not knowing anyone, just my husband and I, and like coming into his world, which that's a whole nother story of moving somewhere with a partner and being a part of their world while you're there. That's a whole nother thing. That's like, that's a whole different thing. But I'm very grateful for the friends that I have. And I'm grateful for the friends that I made here too, who will also soon become long distance friends, because I'm leaving Ohio. But that's another story as well. But yeah. That's what I have for y'all today. I do value friendships a lot. And I hope you guys do too. Because, like, come on. The friends, you choose your friends. Like, you can choose your friends. You cannot choose your family, right? But when it comes to your friends, you can choose your friends. And I think that's an amazing thing, because you can choose solid people. Every time you decide you want to make a friend, you can decide that you want to choose a solid person. Not that you're always going to know right away that they're a solid person, but when they start to show you that, you can keep them around. And I think that's beautiful. So take care of yourself and each other. Let me stop. That was kind of messed up. No, take care of yourself if you are dealing with FOMO, feeling like you're missing out on a lot of things because you're not with your main group anymore, because you decided to take whatever step you're taking in your life and it's taking you away from your main support group. Do whatever you have to do to keep those connections alive, right? Obviously, don't force anything. That's too crazy. But show up for people who show up for you. And also take yourself to find other people in the new place that you are. Because sometimes people like to say no new friends. And I used to say that. I said that a lot when I was starting college. And I was like, I'm not having no new friends. I'm not meeting no new people. I got all my people. I went to college, right? And you know what? The year I went to college was 2013. And no new friends was on the radio, right? And I remember the whole time going there, I was like, oh yeah, I'm not doing this. I'm not here to make friends. I'm here to get my education. All la 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 la. Saying all that stuff. 2013. And literally by 2014, by the next year, I had like a group of like 15 people that I was hanging out with. And of course the number like got a little smaller, but a lot of those people I'm still friends with. Really good friends with. So don't close off nothing. Talking about they not the old people. You already got your day ones. Like, there's more room for genuine people in your life. There should always be more room for genuine people in your life. So, yeah, I'm closing with that. Bye, y'all.